This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Unless you want me to try again.
Nah, it should be fine.
Okay.
Roll it, Cash.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato. Neil, girl! Out here, just a little bit sweet, but
get off the cross, dude. It gets a lot colder. Hang out with your friends.
Struck ground for that.
Valediction.
I don't understand. It's just fun. In defense of Coldplay.
It's good. Good party.
What do we know about partying or anything else?
Hey, all right. Thanks for tuning in to an episode of Jonah Raid. Dio can make it, but I'm here. My name's Jonah. Cash is here. Cash, you're still alive.
I'm still alive.
Neil has a hat. Are you wearing the hat, Neil?
Sure am.
God damn it.
And that voice, of course, is Dave Anthony with his catchphrase, God damn it. You might remember some of his other catchphrases is, you're doing it wrong, or fuck you, or Biden 2020.
That's right. Those are my four.
But we got Dave Anthony here from the Dollop, formerly a clown from the neck down, now just from the neck up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. I'm all clown at this point, I got to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's eating?
I am.
Who's eating?
That's definitely what are you doing?
I got corn nuts here, man.
Oh, you got corn nuts?
Corn nuts?
Oh, it's corn nuts on a podcast.
What the fuck, Neil? No, I just figured
out. I go out to get those.
I figured out the noisiest.
No rules, just right.
I figured out the noisiest thing to be more irritating on the podcast than usual.
Yeah.
Neil, do not eat the corn nuts or Cash will mute you.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Last one.
Are they regular flavor? Are they barbecue flavor? What kind you got there? You got anything special going on?
Don't original. Feed it. Yeah. Don't feed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
original
yeah.
Crunchy corn kernels.
Yeah.
And this flavor, is breakfast?
Flavors are too exotic for Neil's palate.
Yeah.
They're sea salt.
I got mayonnaise flavored corn nuts.
So just so you know, right now you're wearing a fedora eating corn nuts and you're the whitest man in America.
I love it!
Well, he'll get whiter as soon as he starts whittling.
Yeah.
Do you whittle?
Yeah, I do. I made Deanna, Jonah's wife, Deanna, I made her a billy club. You know, everyone loves police right now, so it was a great souvenir.
It's very thoughtful
of this time. Yeah,
yeah. Well,
he's doing your part.
He's Neil. He'll always do some of his part.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for joining us on the show. I think you were on the show when I was gone once. Have you ever? You did the show once before, right?
Yeah,
I've done a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Well, it's great to have you
way back in your old garage days, Neil. Or
yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's Dave's a guy that I always forget listens to good music. I don't know what that says about me or him or anything, but like it's every once in a while, like you'll mention something, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right, we like a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, we do. We like the same a lot of the same music.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed that Dave has time to listen to any music from being on Twitter all the time.
I'm not on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter?
No.
Oh.
That's not me. You're thinking of someone else.
Oh. You're thinking of Brendan Walsh.
Oh.
Did you hire an outside agency to run your Twitter account?
I did. And it's really going great. They're making a lot of friends.
Super, super good investment.
He's just, with this new media agency called The Weather Underground. They do great stuff.
It's just an AI made out of every Bernie bro tweet. And it just kind of, it's just a bot that kind of puts random words together. We're gonna take a break with a submitted track by Peach Blossoms with the song "Letters to Her." If you want your music you know Peach Blossoms, Neil?
Yeah,
you do.
I do.
How?
Oh, this might violate our no compete contract clause in our.
I fumble around on YouTube and stuff, and
new bands. Well, that's fantastic. Well, Peach Blossoms, they are, I think Neil might be wrong about knowing who they are, but,
Well, you're a Nazi.
Okay, bud. Was Peach Blossoms with "Letters to Her." Is it to Cleo? Oh, we'll never know.
Oh.
a label out of Las Vegas sent me some of their stuff, and that is one of the things. So I believe Peach Blossoms from Las Vegas. So hopefully one day you'll get to see them live, but no time in the foreseeable future.
I don't know. Vegas is
wondering. Vegas is open. Good point.
Is there something wrong with them? Why can't we see them?
Ooh, well, boy. Yeah. You've been really checked out, haven't you? You're such a history buff. You never think of the now.
Yep. Dave. Yeah, that's...
Or have you been checked out? You know, we're just pretending like it's over now.
Yeah.
Oh. I just got that email. Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's all good, guys. Just go outside and do your thing.
Yeah. Back to normal. Stop protesting.
Don't stop protesting. Because guys like Dave will not protest, but then shame you for not protesting.
I've been out there.
That's right. You've been out in the where it actually kind of matters in your neighborhood, which is kind of more on the pale affluent side of town.
Hilariously, we did have a protest in our super super white suburb.
Are you sure that wasn't just gardeners coming?
we this used to be, I don't know if it still is, but for a long time it was what's known as a sundown community. You guys know what that is?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Pasadena was that way too. Yeah.
South Pasadena.
Yeah. So that was just as recent as like, you know, 10 years ago. But my neighbor is a cop, and he's a Latino cop. And I, every once in a while, I see him get pulled over when he comes home from work at night.
Jesus.
By the sheriffs. good times.
Good.
Where are you going, Brown Town?
Yeah. Okay. Cash, you know what time it is. It's time for
music news.
That's right. It is time for music news.
Phil Lynott, the only black Irish person ever.
You know, there's a whole show called The Black Irish.
That's just about people with black hair.
Oh.
Neil, you said this so resolutely, like you were a tad bit stoked as an Irish person that there was only one.
No, I'm not stoked that there's only one, but like...
That's at Neil Mahoney.
He rips.
There's a picture that our friend Demors posted of him, Phil.
Yeah.
With a shirt that says, "More blacks, more dogs, more Irish."
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Cause in that order.
Yeah. All right, so... In the world of music news, in the world of news, really, statues of racists and slave traders are being torn down. I'm not sure if you saw these things happening, but like literally a Simpsons thing happened where they cut the head off of a statue, just like they did with Jebediah Springfield, but they did it to the Christopher Columbus statue.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. That's yeah. Take off all their heads. I like it. All statues. Yeah.
But I think they should be replaced, and like, there's a lot of talk about what they should be replaced with, and you know, I think it's like a lot of people are leaning towards civil rights activists and also artists.
I think it should be like a thing where it's just like somebody sets up a thing where you get your face scanned and you can be a statue for a day. Like you bring your own head, just your own head,
like a rotating schedule.
Yeah, it's like everybody gets to pick their own, and like you put your name in. It's like, hey, I get to be a statue over on 4th and 5th today. That's pretty cool, right? And then like you call up your mom, you're like, Mom, I'm a statue. She's like, I always knew you had it in you.
Why does that feel like that would be something that would happen in Judgment City from the movie Defending Your Life? Where I'm going to be on a statue, you know. But here's the thing. There's a petition calling for Richmond, Virginia, to replace a Robert E. Lee statue with a statue of Odorous Arungus from Guar.
Honestly, that's what statues should be. They should just be all fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that Japan, it's all like, you know, Gundam robots and Moomins and different, you know, Miyazaki characters.
Yeah.
You know, gigantic everywhere. That's what it should be.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah.
I don't need to see some fucking, I don't need to see some guy who owned slaves 300 years ago.
Yeah.
I really love this. In San Francisco, outside of AT&T Park, there's a statue of Juan Marichal, who is in the middle of pitching, and he looks like a complete asshole because that's kind of the way he pitched, where he's like, he's on his tippy toes and his head, his left foot is higher than his head and stuff like that. That's all I want, is I just want statues of people in goofy positions. Like, just people who could, like, if you can get your body to do that, we're making a statue of you.
Just weird fart face.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what country it was in. It was like, I think it was like Berlin or Sweden or something like that. But there was people made a statue of like an old Jewish lady swinging her purse. And it's based off of a picture from, I think, the 60s, where there was like a neo-Nazi march. And there's just this lady like swinging her purse at a neo-Nazi marching. And then they made a, made a statue out of it and put it in a square. And then it got taken away.
My God, it got taken away.
Yeah, because it wasn't permitted. It's like these activists like made this huge statue, put it there, and you know, if they just had put like Banksy on it, they would have fucking kept it probably.
There's I went into a coffee shop right before all this started, and the owner was there. I was waiting to get my car washed, and he traveled a lot, and so he had literally like stacks of pictures that he had taken around the world that he just laid out. He's like, I have copies of these and I made extras. Feel free to go through them. And I found one that was, I don't remember where it was. He said it was in Europe somewhere. And it's the bull from the, you know, the Wall Street at the end of Wall Street. There, it's that bull.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they sculpted a bunch of people getting trampled and stampeded by that bull. And it's up in, in Europe. It's a really great photo of a really interesting statue, and I was like, wow, this is, they need to actually do this in New York.
So moving on, this is one of my favorite things, following different musical artists that are outspoken about their politics, is seeing the comments and responses to some of their posts. And recently, a man named Scott tweeted at Tom Morello from the band Rage Against the Machine. And he said, I used to be a fan until your political opinions came out. Music is my sanctuary, and the last thing I want to hear is political BS when I'm listening to music. As far as I'm concerned, you and Pink are completely done. Keep running your mouth and ruining your fan base.
I can guarantee, I will say this. There is a 100% chance that Tom Morello read that and went, I got to check out some Pink.
Tom Morello's response. Yeah. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's just fucking, how can you listen to any, like, what the fuck was he listening to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he listen to the lyrics?
Well, maybe he's like a rodeo guy, and he had only heard Bulls on Parade and was like, yeah, that's how it works.
He's super into bulls.
Yes. Yeah.
Or what if like he's not really, because I'm, you know, I can't pick up on lyrics all the time, but what if like he's like, doesn't the singer of that band just kind of go, yeah, huh, come on. Isn't he just a nouveau James Brown?
He's a Don King hype man.
Yeah. But Tom Morello responded saying, Scott, what music of mine were you a fan of that didn't contain political BS? I need to know so I can delete it from the catalog.
Always a fan of musicians referring to their stuff as the catalog.
Yeah. People like started responding really funny stuff. Like one fan responded, rage in favor of the machine.
Rage with the machine.
In my tradition of watching terrible movies over and over again, I watched Maid the other night, and Tom Morello is in that, and he has sex with a prostitute.
Oh,
or a sex worker. Sorry, that's the new term for that.
You're getting there, old man.
I'm turning the corner with this hat.
You know, Neil's always. You know, it's like you're an old man where you the thing you say, it's like when you make the correct decision, but then you can't just make the correct decision. You go, prostitute. I mean, sex worker. I guess that's the thing I have to say now.
Yeah.
I guess they don't want to be called that anymore. You could just correct yourself.
Yeah, just learning. All right, he's good.
Do you guys want to know why Rage Against the Machine broke up?
Yes.
This is inside information. I actually know. They wrote music for their last album, and were waiting for Zach to do the lyrics, and they waited and waited, and they couldn't take it anymore. So they went to him and they said, "Hey, what if you just do covers?" And he was like, "Yeah, okay." So the lyrics are covers and the music's different, because that's how it was. And then after the album came out, Zach realized he wasn't getting any money because the lyrics were covers.
Oh my God.
Oh, and shit.
That was the end of the band.
So does he think that they were trying to like scam him in that way?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Wow.
This is from someone who's really good friends with Morello.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that was the problem that, you know, like, I guess that Hoppus talked about with, you know, Tom from Blink, which is, it's like he just kind of stopped showing up. And then, but then they were right. Like, it's like, do you still want to do this? He's like, yeah, totally. He's like, all right, well, we got time booked. And then he would just like, then he would like postpone or cancel. And that just kind of kept on happening.
It seems like that happens to a lot of bands, that a guy just won't come to the studio.
Yeah. Well, it's
must
funny
be nice.
Well, that's the only time that you get to like do something like that. And they're like, he made a decision, that affected the whole band. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I had an end.
But that's, well, here's, you know, like a lot of people always assumed, I guess I did too, that it was like political differences, which is something that's starting to come about with System of a Down, where like, you know, the drummer is a very like hardline right wing conservative type, while Serge Tankian is very outspoken. We talked about this last week. But like he's having the same issue with people, like he's like questioning if the fans ever listen to their lyrics, and he's saying, you're not really getting the message. Have you not listened to any of the words in 20 years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good.
I was just like, it's like, wake up. Why don't you put on a little makeup? How'd the keys get up on the table?
I just like that one about I can't find my keys.
Yeah, to start the revolution. Yeah, the engine of revolution.
Well, I don't know how you can listen to... I don't know how you can be in that band. I mean, when they do songs that are political, like the prison song, like, how the fuck are you a right-wing guy in that band?
Yeah, I guess it's like for some dudes, it's just like, I don't know, maybe... And that makes you think, did his conservative ideology develop, like, so they start the band is a unit. I think it's been essentially the same band since they started.
Yeah.
And then he starts to get older, and then he starts to kind of develop as a human being. You know, he's not just a kid in his, you know, early 20s anymore. And then he starts to kind of, I'm almost proud of the guy to like, not just be swept up by what his friends were talking about. I don't know. Like he didn't get swayed.
So if I can understand you correctly, you're proud of the MAGA guy.
No. I'm a proud boy. Wait, no, sorry. No, I keep on messing this up. It's that terrible thing of like, you got to give it to him. All of his friends, you know, They all disagree with him, and he went off on his own to be a complete asshole.
Ever?
Yeah.
No. Have I ever told my Proud Boy story?
I'd rather you did.
Uh-oh. Did you accidentally join the Proud Boys? Yeah.
I don't think you have.
No. I was at a birthday.
Did I tell
party.
You guys about the time I thought I was joining Amway, and it turned out to I was the Proud Boy for four years?
It turns out I got a really bad haircut and a dumb fucking shirt
But you did get that hat for being top salesman, so that's nice.
I got this hat because I bought this hat. This is hard-earned fucking paid in trade. You know, like, this is a good hat, and I love it. And, well, yeah, you can all fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know a man is proud of his hat when he buys it during a lockdown in a pandemic.
Yeah. I bought it with fucking Trump's rebate check or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, no shit. This is a stimulus hat? Wow.
Yeah.
Stimulus hats are the new thing.
Google it, dog.
I got a stimulus bowler. Right,
what's your Proud Boy story?
Oh, well, I was at a birthday party and I was talking to a couple of guys and they're like, why are we here? Like, we're old. Like, we're not interested in meeting women. Like, we're fucking sad old men. Like, we should just be at home. Like, why are we at this birthday party? And the one guy introduced me to this woman and said, hey, this guy's single. You should meet this guy. And he was introducing me to his friend there. And it was my ex-wife.
Oh my God.
The guy that was doing the introducing was Gavin McGinnis.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's like, that's, you should really meet this guy. He's single. He's like on the prowl. And I was like, yeah, that's my ex-wife. Thanks very much.
Not really a Proud Boy story.
Well, I mean,
Gavin McGinnis.
He's the Proud Boy.
This is more of a Vice magazine. This is a Vice magazine story.
No, this was years after that. This was like after he had been ousted.
So this is about 7 or 8.
So Neil's just recounting. Neil's recounting the humorous run-in he had at an art party with that artist Adolf Hitler.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Adolf, have you met Eva? He's on the prowl. He's looking.
Oh my God, well, this is so embarrassing. All right, we're going to take
play another song so we can put some ads in here.
Ooh,
yeah, that's what I was just about to do.
Whoa.
Look at Neil. Look at Neil trying. Yeah, let's take it.
This is exactly what I thought Dave's visit to this would be. Us fighting with each other.
So we're going to take a break with a song. Surf psych band. Desert Island Boys with the song Mirage. And then you're also going to hear Cash give you some ads. And then more music news when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Just for a second to talk to you about Blue Chew.
Oh my God. Well, this is so embarrassing.
You love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers medical performance.
And all right, we're going to take a break.
At BlueChew.com, you get the first chew.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to do.
Sildenafil or Tadalafil.
Look at Neil. Look at Neil trying.
Affiliate work with you to find the dosage and active ingredients. Chewables can work faster. The chewables from BlueChew.com can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two.
We're going to take a break with the song.
If you qualify, you get prescribed online.
Desert Island Boys with the song Mirage, and then you're also going to hear Cash give you some ads.
No waiting line to pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are made in the USA, and BlueChew.com gives you confidence in bed every time. There's a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of stray thoughts. You want to focus on what you're doing. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Jonah. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Jonah. Neil, I'm just going to roll through and do the Harry's. Right now, so you can hold and go. Guys, times are tough right now, more so now than maybe when this ad was written. But Harry's is still here to help you look your best while saving you a little cash along the way. I've talked about how my beard has been cut down from overwhelming to a tight little just a little something under the chin right now, and Harry's has helped me do that to help me breathe better through my mask, and it's actually given me some great looks. Not that anybody sees them right now, but they are fantastic for this. You can get a free trial set delivered to your doorstep by going to harrys.com/jonah. Why Harry's? Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. They've cut out the middleman manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. Harry's is super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. In this particularly challenging time, they're sending 1% of proceeds to nonprofit organizations devoting to helping provide access to better healthcare for men and veterans, and to help support all the COVID people. Harry's, and to help support those who need it the most right now, Harry's is donating $1 million worth of shaving supplies to hospitals across the U.S. Listeners of this show can redeem Harry's trial set at harrys.com/jonah. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade to cover your razor and keep it dry and easy to reach. Go to harrys.com/jonah to start shaving better today. Back to the show.
All right. That was Desert Island Boys with Mirage. You get the gist. If you want your music heard on the show, email us jonahradio RAYDIO@gmail.com, and if we like it, we will play it. Now we're about to get into a bit of a Village People block of news.
This is ready? All Village People.
Yes. This is a few news items about the Village People. Starting off first, Village People's Victor Willis tells Trump to stop playing the group's music at rallies. And this, of course, includes YMCA and what I'm sure Trump has referred to himself as Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely using Macho Man.
Oh, my God.
And so he says... What were we saying?
I said this to someone the other day. It, like, no one told us in history books how fucking dumb the fascists were.
Like they're evil, but they're also so fucking stupid that you can't wrap your head around anything that they do.
Well, that's, you know, you hear that so much about the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany in the 30s, where it's like everyone just thought they were so dumb. It's like there was like it's like they're ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Like people thought it was silly.
There is there is something to that. It's like the old sketch: "Are we the baddies here?" But even even below that, there's sort of like, it's a little first thought. All of this stuff, like really, leather everywhere, skulls on everything. Like it's a little like, no, we're just gonna do that. We're just gonna do that. Like there's no subtlety. There's no second drafts. There's no second drafts to Nazism. It's very obvious.
Yeah, they're one of the memes that was posted on in that Tom Morello thing with that guy was David Mitchell from that sketch, the "Are We the Baddies" sketch, and on the below it says, "Are we the machine?" but interestingly enough, back in February, the group announced that Trump's use of YMCA and Macho Man was perfectly legal, and called the Village People's music all-inclusive. But following weeks of protests and the president's response, he said, if Trump orders the U.S. military to fire on his own citizens on American soil, Americans will rise up in such numbers as otherwise. So basically, he just goes on to say, "You're sorry, if you do that, you're no longer allowed to use the songs. I can no longer look the other way."
Well, that's good. You put in like a hard line of like slaughtering your own people, can't use our songs. Like that's nice. We should have something like that for Jonah Radio, where it's like, if you expressly redistribute any of the occurrings of Major League Baseball, you can't listen to Jonah Radio anymore.
Yeah. It's okay. No one listens to Jonah Radio.
That's a good point. Somehow baseball still has more listeners. We're on a
steep decline.
There was the Hard Times, which is one of the funniest. If you like music and you like The Onion, then you're gonna love the Hard Times. Thehardtimes.net. It's a great like satirical comedy in the spirit of The Onion, but usually just stuff about music. And they recently did a very funny article, which is where they said, it was like ironically enough, like Victor Willis is played the cop. He said, the article's Village People Kick Out Police Officer. And then they say, like, and then, you know, they do it just like The Onion. New York, popular disco group The Village People announced they had severed ties with Victor Willis, better known as the cop from The Village People, in the aftermath of yet another. What is that noise?
There's a lot of noise.
It's Neil. Neil.
Are you?
Yeah, it might be me.
Are you opening a box of porno?
He took up whittling again.
You were breaking up, so I'm closing apps so that my connection is clearer.
Okay. So like they did a fake article, you know, just as it's just a little satirical, funny thing. We're saying that because of the movement on the anti-cop sentiment, the Village People kicked out the cop. But then what happened is with that like. A lot of people, it was a very popular article. And so what ended up happening is that some people didn't realize what the Hard Times were and thought it was a real article. And so, so like Howard Stern actually talked about it. He believed it was a real story.
Wow.
what oh a my God.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I would have thought with all the geniuses on his staff, somebody would have figured that out.
Yeah.
The retard guy? Then, did they call the retard guy? Didn't like go, oh, hey, come on, satire, guys. No? Okay. No.
The PR company that represents the Village People emailed the Hard Times editors and said, "I am the PR rep for the Village People. You published a completely false story located here," link provided. please delete the fake news immediately. Sorry, please delete this fake new immediately. Bad PR. Bad speller. Or I'll turn this over to legal on Monday. No one can kick the cop out of the Village People because he's the owner of the Village People. Sincerely, Miriam.
He owns the Village People?
That is 100% the actual cop from the Village People pretending like he's the PR person for the Village People.
And then Matt responded to her email by going, tell legal to buckle the fuck up because I'm about to come down to the Village People's legal team with like a ton of fucking bricks. I will throw every fucking resource I have in fighting this battle. I will dig tunnels like I'm the Viet fucking Cong and fight until my final breath. This article will never come down, and even after it stays up in all of its glory, I will come for everything you and the Village People have. Prepare for the most scorched earth encounter you have ever had, motherfucker. You will rue the day you began this lifelong blood feud. Best, Matt Sanko.
From a publication that literally, like, their like mission statement is we are fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, people are smart.
Yeah.
So wrapping up the music news segment, we got this from Dan Angler. Or Neil maybe sent this in. The Flaming Lips actually did a show together on Colbert. Now, a lot of bands have been showing up on late night shows doing kind of, you know, over the internet, over their Zooms and stuff like that, or solo performances. But the entire band, plus a live audience in the same room, they performed. And they did it using those Wayne Coyne bubbles that he usually gets inside at his shows to go on top of the crowd.
They all got in them.
And so,
oh my God,
everybody had their, every audience member and every band member was in their own
bubbles. Even their amps are in bubbles.
One lady was naked.
That's crazy.
What's that, Neil?
I'm sorry. What? That's really crazy.
Yeah. It's almost like he's been preparing for this the whole time.
It's going to be amazing if that turns into a giant infection place, like someone's a super spot. Spreader in there.
Yeah. And so it turns out the bubbles acted as incubators and made the disease that much worse. Petri balls.
I tried to rip it. CBS outsmarted me. So I'll just describe it. There's a bunch of guys in bubbles. Two drummers. The drummers are both in one. There's two drummers in one. And then there's people in the audience.
Yeah, that was weird. They put both drummers in one bubble. Like
what?
Yeah.
That's some pavement shit right there.
It was like, well, yeah, you guys honest, don't matter had, as much.
Pavement had one drummer and one percussionist.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. And that video that like it's two guys on you know, five piece kits and they have one bubble.
I wonder.
And then the guitarist has like a tinier bubble, like a smaller bubble.
It's very clear they ran out of bubbles and were like, we got two bags we taped together for you.
Yeah.
There's a couple of bubbles of audience members in the same bubble.
Yeah. That I
as well.
What I
yeah. There's a lady with her baby, and she's like dancing with her baby. But then, yeah, there's a bubble with a naked lady in it.
I want to see all the like the roadies and the crew members all in their own bubbles backstage, just kind of hanging out, smoking cigarettes.
No, they're probably just smoking cigarettes without masks on, just, giving each other high fives, sharing.
No,
sharing
some they booze. Have the mask, but they have like the drill hole for the cigarette to go through the mask.
Yes.
Or the guitar tech who like has to run out. He's in a bubble with a guitar, and he's got to run out to try and swap the guitar with Wayne Coyne. I broke a string. How do we get this out?
What if like a string breaks off the guitar and it punctures the bubble and then it just deflates over Wayne Coyne? Then he dies by asphyxiation. Probably something he's into. What I want to get into is I found this. I went on a little rabbit hole thanks to Dan Angler. No, Cash, you sent this in. That Chris McCaleb sent this over. So this is like a weirdo kid. You know, like, there's always those derp remixes, you know?
Derp.
Those kind of like, but this kid on YouTube, Uber Fox, PHAWX, started just doing like these weird alterations of songs. And the one that was sent is Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, but all the notes are E and F, and it sounds fucking creepy.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
All right.
That is
That's very scary.
It just fucks with you.
Yeah, it really does. It's really creepy.
Yeah, and I wonder, is it creepy because we know what the song is supposed to sound like and it sounds different, or is it just because it just sounds
weird?
I think it's
the first one. I think it's like our brains are like trying to follow this path that has been carved by Eleanor Rigby and the thousands of times we've heard it, and then all of a sudden you're like it's just jarring is what it is. It just feels off. It kind of reminds me of what Jordan Peele did for I Got Five on it, where he kind of expanded it and made it creepier, a little deeper for whatever that movie was that he just made.
That was for Us.
Yes. Well, I mean, it was for everybody.
Yeah.
How many kids do you think this is the first time they've ever heard this song?
Oh, good point. Good point.
I don't know if you're familiar with podcasts, but all of our kids are 50 years old.
It's just a bunch of Dave Anthony's listening to this thing.
I watched Pleasantville the other day, and there's a Fiona Apple cover of Across the Universe that is equally as creepy.
Well, I went down the rabbit hole and checked out some of the others. Cash, play the Tears for Fears one, where their thing is it's Tears for Fears, but it's, they were all huffing burnt toy trucks.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, that is a lot more reflective of Dennis Miller's current career. It's a little confusing, and there's shouting from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's arrhythmic.
I wish I had it on hand, but remember when we found out that like HBO replaced the song for the episodes, and it's just like it's everyone sometimes wants to run the world was like the song.
Have you heard that, Dave? Have you heard the replacement that HBO has done because they can't afford Tears for Fears? Yeah, go back in your HBO Max and try and watch some old Dennis Miller shows and wait for the theme song to come in. It's pretty spectacular.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Oh, man, I wonder if I could find it.
I mean,
the best moment on the Dennis Miller show ever was when they took live calls and someone called in and insulted Tina Fey. And it was like the most live moment in television that I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, that's some bad phone screening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone boned it. And then they were like, hey, how come your fucking face is so scarred up and whatever?
Jesus.
And then she told the story of how like, she was slashed by a fucking monster when she was a kid. And it was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Real moment in television.
Geese.
Ah, God.
So there's a couple more. There's this one's I Feel Good, and it's another 100 or 1,000 Butchered is what they
shall not feel this, good.
Okay.
I reject that.
Yeah, that one.
That's like someone's on acid trying to make music.
Yeah, that's. Is someone's TV on?
God damn it! TV's stop on. Watching movies during the podcast.
Sorry, my God,
the Hurt Locker was on.
Neil, did you not? Did you turn on the TV while we were shooting or while we were recording?
No, I paused it, and then we went 45 minutes, and then the TV decided to start again.
Oh my God, this is a really funny thing. Neil like is getting older so much faster than anyone else I know. Maybe we should go see a movie at the Mission Tiki Drive-In. And then Neil like responds with 4.5 hours away. And I was like, no, it's in Pomona. And then Neil then does a screen grab of his maps of showing the directions, trying to show me that I'm the one that's wrong. And it's true. It does say it's 4.5 hours to Pomona, but Neil had it set on the bicycle route.
Well, I'm not going to drive my car.
Oh my God.
And I respond with, well, I didn't know you were going to ride your bike. And he just responds with, God damn it.
Oh my God, that's the oldest man thing ever.
Laugh it up, thugs!
The double down. The double down of the screen grab is the most. It's like, idiot, I'll show you it's 4.5 hours, even though you've been there a couple times in the recent.
Oh my God.
Also, it's an hour and.
It's 40 minutes.
It's maybe a deal breaker for. Yeah.
You learned how to pee in the car. You're fine.
No, I don't know how to pee. Well, you get a pearl.
I want to play one more of these weird derp things. It's then we'll wrap up this section. This is Green Day. Basket Case. This is the robbery.
What? Robbery? What?
Robbery to get money for meth addiction.
I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself a creep. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm breaking up. Am I just paranoid?
All right, okay. Just odd. That was the robbery to get money for meth addiction.
Ah, Oakland Roots.
That was the song. That's the case. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break for a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more with Dave Anthony. So this is a song called Goes Around, Comes Around by Poppy Robbie. We'll be right back with more radio.
Let's do it.
Right on. That was Poppy Robbie. Goes Around, Comes Around. Dave, you don't go to a lot of shows, but like you do try to hit up live music pretty regularly for a guy that's like, you know, got a family and all, right?
Yeah, I do.
What was the last show you saw ever?
Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, shit. Where was that? Was that the Fonda?
Yeah, the Fonda. It was fucking great. Yeah, I mean, it's that band live is fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat you can't beat that charismatic frontman, Jay Maskus.
Well, it's not really Jay Maskus. It's the bass player.
Yeah, and the drummer. It was great.
And then other people sat in and stuff. Like, it seemed like there were a lot of musicians who came down to watch them, which
yeah, it does.
Says a lot about the band.
Yeah. I've been listening so much to Jay Maskus's solo stuff. His solo albums are so great, and they're so like nice, like mellow, easy listening stuff. I'm not sure if you ever checked out any of his solo stuff.
I have. It's totally mellow, and yeah, I love everything he does. He's great.
Yeah, his cover of Tom Petty, "Don't Do Me Like That," so good.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys remember live music? Live music was fun.
Yeah.
Live music was fun. I find myself just going on YouTube and watching like basement shows and like just small, like, just yesterday I was like watching like Dillinger Four and Scared of Chaka and like Lifetime and just being like, oh God, I miss it. And it's like weird because it's like, it's me being nostalgic for my youth going to small shows and then also just for being nostalgic for 3 months ago.
I don't know. There was a dude with a djembe outside my work last week.
Djembe.
And I extended my break by 5 minutes because I was so just excited to hear something that wasn't fucking, well, at that point, it wasn't like Three Doors Down or anything over the PA, but it was just like, wow, this guy's actually like playing something, playing music. It was pretty great.
Yeah, I saw walking down my street a guy in a mariachi tuxedo, and I got really excited. I was like, oh, it's somewhat like, I almost didn't care if they were having a party and breaking, you know, like their quarantine, you know, social distancing rules. Like I was just like, I was like, I hope the neighbors are having a mariachi band because I'm just going to go and stand on the across the street and listen and watch.
You need a mariachi band. I can get you a mariachi band, by the way. Yeah. I can go up to.
Oh, yeah?
You got one?
Hey, man, I produced a reality show for a while. I got mariachi bands. You need a caterer that can put a duck on a bike. I can do that. You need the world's biggest tortilla chip. I can get that.
I'm not sure. Dave. Dave.
Uh-huh.
Are you officially moving?
Oh, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Looking into it.
Yeah.
We really want to get out of the country. That's the main goal.
I have a feeling that New Zealand is going to have some real overpopulation soon. Like a lot of people just seeing them. There's going to like, it's like America's going to gentrify New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of countries are going to close their borders to America.
Yeah. My sister's.
Yeah.
I mean, they already are.
My sister's desperately trying to get back into Rwanda. Just to let you know.
Can I please come back to Rwanda? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I'm going to stick around here and wait for property values to like just plummet, and then I'm going to buy 7 acres in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to be like, it's like this. Yeah, it looks kind of charred now, but this is what they used to call the Grove.
I'm gonna tip Scientology 20% and fucking buy the Grove, and then just put a tent.
Oh God, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but we were so close to the Grove burning down, and I could like it was on my vision board as that particular riot was. I was like, you guys are so close. Yeah. You're so close.
In your quarantine bingo
They're literally like 150 yards. It's like, why are you breaking into that fucking gas station? There's a Abercrombie and Fitch within eyesight. Not that anybody wants that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Take down Caruso.
But think about all those. Think about all those mom and pop kiosks.
One of those like viral videos of like a cop like breaking legs of a protester was like 6 feet from what used to be my
oh shit
bank, the Gilmore nice. Bank on the Grove property.
Maybe they'll put that up on their window for when you walk in.
I don't fuck with them anymore.
Of a bank they are.
I'm all Union Bank now.
I'm
divested from Gilmore. Or
nice. Way to go, hippie.
Yeah. Dave, is there a new band? What's the newest band that you like, that you're a fan of?
Dude, I haven't found any new, I mean, the, aside from the band that you just turned me on to.
Idols?
Yeah, I mean.
Idols.
They're great.
For some reason, I never listened to the last Granddaddy album, and I don't know why.
Even though I was in a video for it.
Yeah, I know. So I've been.
Is that why?
Anytime you're in anything, I reject it. So I've been. When the pandemic hit, I've been just listening to that a ton.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's a I like that album a lot. It's a solid, solid Granddaddy album. But yeah, and I really, I like, the more I learn about idols, the more I just really just love them. I think it's just it's that thing of where, you know, they're very tough, but they're very like, but they're really good guys at the same time. It's aggressive music for the beta set.
Yeah.
But like, it's like how, like, there's like on his, like there's like on his, before they do a song about how hard moms work, it's like he, in the live version, it's just like, I am a feminist. And it's just like the most growly. My mom worked 16 hours, 6 days a week. And it's all just very positive, but it's just sounding, you know, so aggressive. And that's what I like so much about that early or that late 80s kind of New York hardcore before everything got really bro-y. It was all just like about positivity and you know, doing things the right way.
Yeah.
Great band. Yeah. Really, really good. Highly recommend everyone checking them out. But thanks so much, Dave, for coming and hanging out. I know you got to go. You got a call in a little bit. But thanks so much for coming. You're our first guest.
Yay. With the new version.
Hi. You know what? Neil. I appreciate everyone's contribution today except for Neil's, who...
Oh, fuck you!
What are you talking about? Obnoxious clapping. You you heard a TV show. There was the corn nuts chewing, of course. There was the typing on the computer. What didn't you like?
Fuck it. I'm going to eat these corn nuts. You can all suck my fucking dick.
Well, that's it.
Everybody, check out Dave's performance in the third season of Marin. It is a masterclass.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. I'm a bad person.
What a catchphrase.
Truth in comedy. Neil.
Mute Neil.
Cash, mute Neil. All right. Ooh. Oh.
It's a freedom, isn't
this
it?
This feels nice.
Yeah, it's good.
He knows how it sounds. It even sounds better.
Well, it's because he was chewing.
I love it.
It just... Yeah, but there's something else. There's something about... There's some vibration his body must make that just kind of, like, it's like a dog whistle, you know? And it also, and I do mean that in the figurative way of, like, he also is kind of racist all the time.
He is kind of racist, yeah. Well, he's from Boston.
Hey, I married someone from Boston.
Let's,
all right.
Let's bring him back in. Let's bring him back in. All right. Listen to the dollop if you want to learn a thing or two. Don't listen to Dave's Twitter if you want to get angry. We want to thank Moon Patrol for the logo. We want to thank Dan Angler for being our associate producer. The opening song is by Toys That Kill. We are on the Squabro Country Network. We are happy to be there. This last song is from Danny Carney Chainsaw Symphony with the song Cannonball Song. Thanks, Dave Anthony, for hanging out.
Thanks,
Dave. Oh, also, Dave. And don't close your browser. It has to upload the file. Is that cool?
Gotcha.
All right. Okay.
I quit.
There you go.
Later. Chance.